told your children. Enlarge their eyes.
You do not need to compliment my children, Tabaki. It is bad luck. Quiet, children.
I have news about Shere Khan.
News? What news?
But you do not want to hear any news from Tabaki, the mischief maker, Father Wolf.
Tell us, Tabaki.
Shere Khan, the tiger, has changed his hunting grounds. He will hunt in these hills from now on.
But his home is miles away, near the Waiganga River.
No, he has no right to come onto our ground.
He's been killing cattle, and the villagers of the Waingunga are angry with him.
So he plans to come here to make our villagers angry. They will scour the jungle for him and set the grass alight with the red flower that burns. Thank you very much, Shere Khan.
Shall I pass on your gratitude to him?
Do what you like. You've brought us enough bad news for one night. Now get out!
Well, well. That sounds like Shere Khan.
Get out of here!
I'm going!
That is the sound of a tiger who has caught nothing and does not care if all the jungle knows it.
Listen, he's hunting human beings tonight.
Oh, are there not enough beetles and frogs on the ground? Why must he eat people?
They are the weakest of all living things. Shere Khan has no respect for the law of the jungle. He is near. Come, Father Wolf, let us see. Stay where you are, children. There he is. Below, in the clearing.
Stupid fool. He's burned his feet. He must have jumped into a woodcutter's fire. Look out!
Well, I never thought to see...
Mother Wolf!
A human cub stands on its hind legs. It has no fur. What a thing!
It holds onto the branches with its forelegs, just like one of the monkey people.
It is nothing like the monkey people. Careful. We must not frighten it.
It is not at all frightened of us.
Pick it up gently, Father Wolf, before Shere Khan gives chase.
Don't tell me how to pick up a cub. I can hold my own cubs in my teeth without leaving a mark on them. Come on, little creature.
How small, how naked, how bold it is. Are you hungry, little one? Yes, you are. How it wriggles. Come, we will go inside. Careful now, children. It has no fur. It is hungry. Gently, Grey Brother. Let the human cub feed.
I could kill him with a touch of my foot. And he's not at all afraid.
Shere Khan.
Where is it?
Quiet, little one. He will find us.
Who has taken my prey? So the wolves have stolen what is mine.
Shere Khan, you do us a great honor to visit us. What can we do for you?
A human cub came this way. It is mine. Give it to me.
I'm afraid the mouth of my cave is too narrow for such a great tiger. Or I would invite you in.
How dare you? Give me my cub!
No, no! This human cub is ours to do with as we choose.
You choose? What talk is this of choosing? Am I to stand here nosing into your dog's den? I am Shere Khan the tiger. I rule the jungle.
How dare you frighten my children? This cub is mine. He shall not be killed. He shall live to run with our pack and to hunt with our pack. And in the end, you hunter of little naked cubs, you frog-eater, he will chase you. Now get out of here.
Very well. I will leave. But you will see. When the rest of the wolf pack hear that you are nurturing a human cub, they will force you to give it back to me.
I said get out!
Goodbye, Shere Khan.
And good riddance. Shere Khan is right, you know. The cub must be shown to the rest of the pack. Do you really insist on keeping him, Mother?
Of course. He came naked at night, alone and very hungry. Yet he was not afraid. Look.